What it is, everybody? Welcome to episode 127 of Fish and Connoisseur a Movie. My name's David Pether. You can call me Fish. With me, as always, my favorite sack of shit,
Connor McDuff. Hi, everybody. It's me, Connor McDuff. And we're here to talk about movies. I don't know what I'm doing.
It was cool, and then you sort of went low, and you tried to save it, and it just made it worse. But so anyway, yeah. We're here. We're going to talk about movies, as you just said. This is quite a significant episode, actually. An episode of new beginnings, if you will.
Yeah, a new retrospective.
Yep. We're doing a new retrospective. New one. You bet your ass we're doing a brand new retrospective.
We're doing Alien, because Alien Covenant's coming out.
Yeah.
So we're going to review all the Alien films.
I've been looking forward to this one. As soon as I saw there was a new Alien movie that didn't have the word Prometheus in the title, I was excited. It makes sense that I would make Connor talk about it.
Yeah, and so here we are, as usual. I'm watching a bunch of films I've never seen.
Have you not seen any Alien movies? None.
Nope.
Zero. Nope. You have seen Alien vs. Predator, though. I feel like I remember
I didn't even watch it, though. It was just kind of on the background. But I've seen it now. And the second one.
Well, this is even more important today because we're giving you a double feature. We're going to review both of the Alien versus Predator movies. And some would say they don't really fit into the Alien lore. But, you know, it says Alien in the title, so we have to cover it. And I remember hating the first Alien versus Predator when it came out. And not minding the second one. So it's been cool to go back and watch these. It's been probably 10 years since I watched these. But yeah, also, as we're speaking, this is Oscars Day. And we're not going to talk about the Oscars today because it's actually happening while we're reviewing this. So next week, we'll talk a little bit more about that and the winners and our thoughts on that. But today, we're going to go the opposite end of the spectrum and talk about Alien versus Predator. So first off the bat is 2004's Alien vs. Predator. We've gone back to a director that we know and love, Connor McDuff.
Fucking Paul W.S. Anderson! Fuck off, for God's sake! Christ!
I feel like we're going to have to like eventually review all this guy's movies.
I'm going
to
slap him across the face. Christ in hell.
Well, he was making this one. The reason why he didn't direct Resident Evil Apocalypse was because he was off working on this.
Oh, great. Cool. Good job, Paul. Fucking hell.
All right, well, before we go given showing off our hands, why don't you tell us what happened in Alien vs. Predator?
Well, I'm just trying to put the pieces together. Basically, they find this pyramid, and humans rock up, just pyramid, and then a predator rocks up to the pyramid. Turns out Predator came to Earth when Earth was real basic, got them to build pyramids and stuff, and build them, and then they filled them with aliens so they could hunt them, because Predators are game hunters. So they fill them with aliens, and they come down to prove that they're worthy warriors, and they kill them all. So the humans have come, and it's all abandoned because obviously the Predator lost once, and so nothing's there, which... whatever. Anyway, they come there, the aliens get activated, and the predators are getting activated, and the predators are there, and the humans are there, and everyone's just fucking dying the entire time. And then, at the end, the big mama alien fights the predator, and the predator wins, but gets eggs in his tummy, and only one human lives, and she just fucks off. She's like, well, I'm gonna go home now, and she just leaves. And that's the story. Right, that's the story. That's pretty much it.
Well, you're also missing the point where, you know, the Predators team up with the humans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the Predator teams up with the lady because...
because she killed an alien.
She killed an alien. Because, yeah, fucking whatever.
He respects that. Now, Alien vs. Predator, I have to say, this was probably... in my lifetime, this is probably one of my most anticipated films. I was so fucking excited for this movie. I remember all like the little teasers. There was just like little, you know, fade from black to a shot of an alien, you know, like a backlit silhouette shot of an alien, then a predator, and then, you know, the tag would come up, whoever wins, we lose. Alien versus Predator. And I'm like, oh, fuck! That sounds so cool! Because I was a huge Predator fan. Predator, the original Predator film, is in my top five movies easily. Easily.
Really?
One of the best films ever made. I fucking love it. I think it's just so well made. It's got all the best parts of sci-fi and all the best parts of Arnie in one. Let's just fucking have some fun. Coming from that, I was kind of across Alien. Like, I'd seen the first Alien, and I really liked it. I haven't really seen the rest of them recently before this movie came out. But so I was there more for the Predator side of things. But there was an arcade game, an Alien versus Predator arcade game, which is just the tits. It is
the Alien versus Predator game that came out on PS3. And Xbox was fucking awesome too.
Yeah, I remember loving it. Video game wise, there's always been really cool things with AVP, and but this arcade game, man. If you ever get the chance, track it down and play it. It's one of those classic side-scrolling beat 'em up ones where you get to choose between two different types of predators, and or like an Arnie looking dude, or some chick who's, you know, real nimble and quick and can beat shit up as well. And it's just like hundreds of aliens just coming at you, and you're just mowing them down, and it's so, so fun. So I came in with that kind of mentality, thinking, you know, this movie better be like that game, just like carnage, like thousands of aliens coming at, and you know, manly men with fucking miniguns just blowing shit away, and it really wasn't like that.
Nope.
So I've lined up. I mean, I was there the first, because I think it was on a school holiday. I think I was in grade 12 when this came out. So school holiday came around. I've lined up for the first session on opening day. I remember like sitting there with my friends, and we were there so long that my drink was like freezing my hand. That's like, we were that long. That's what I remember from this movie. And then going in and being all like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's just like so much build up and tension at the start of the film, and that was not what I was expecting. At the time, it pissed me off. I was like, just fucking blow shit up. Let's kill some things. Let's fucking get crazy. But this time around, I'm a little bit more savvy on the alien side of things, and that's very much an alien staple. Like the first Alien movie, not much happens in. It's just like a haunted house film. That's what I'm feeling that Paul W.S. Anderson is channeling here, is a lot more of that haunted house feel. Like you've walked into this place that you don't really understand. You know, we're getting little teasers at things that we're kind of aware of, like, you know, people stuck to the walls and, you know, the face hugger stuff and all that sort of thing. And this time around, I actually liked it. I thought this was a pretty cool kind of setup. I don't mind the idea of the Predators have like a trial ground which they've built to, and they breed the xenomorphs to come out and fucking kill things. Like, how did you feel about like the setup of this?
It's fucking stupid! Oh my god! I wish I was talking to you when you saw this when it came out, because I could yell with you. Fuck me, it was so long. Just hurry the fuck up. Like, the problem is, right, like, I can understand the building of tension if there's tension. But this film is a fucking action romp. Like, it's not scary. There's no horror. It's barely a thriller. It's just like an action film. And there's, even at the start, you can kind of feel that. Like, you kind of get a sense of that. Like, the lead is fucking climbing an ice wall and answers a phone.
Yeah.
Mid-unharnessed ice wall climb. Like, yeah, that's very cool, Paul. That's a very cool scene. Very good job, Paul. Like, Jesus Christ, just, and it just, from that point I'm watching it, I'm like, where the fuck, when is the alien, and when are they going to fight? Like, what's going on? I want to see some Biff. I don't want to see, and like, again, I understand the Alien universe and have seen bits, and it's pop culture. Like, yeah, I know
it's
all
pretty,
about it.
It's pretty obvious these days.
But yeah. I did not like this setup at all. In fact, that was probably the biggest problem with me, was that when how long the film takes to set up, and it introduces all these human characters. Spud's in it. The second lead, he shows up early and he's kind of this, the everyday guy, and you're like, oh, cool. He's fucking dead 5 minutes into when things go on. He doesn't mean shit. No one means anything. Fuck me.
Yeah, what none of the characters really get much at all, except maybe the main chick. And which is kind of going against themselves, really, because the way they're trying to set this up is a lot like Aliens as well. Like in Aliens, there's like a group of colonial marines that go in, and but you kind of know something about every one of them from what I remember about that movie. We'll talk about that in a few weeks, but this time around, I can see they're trying to do that. They're setting up, they're giving us like just enough backstory on all these characters that I think we're supposed to feel something when they die. Like, I did feel a little bit sorry for Spud, but it's more that, you know, that it's Spud. You know, it's not what this movie has done. It's what the Trainspotting movies have set me up to like this guy.
You know the character.
By having like that elongated intro, like having such a long, dragged out way of introducing the pyramid and bringing all the alien and predator elements in, like the real thing that we need to be caring about is these human beings. And the fact that they don't really get much just is counterproductive to what they're doing. I will agree with you that it does go on for a little too long, but I did like all the little teasers, and I thought there was enough tension because you and me both know that they're walking into a death trap. So I'm just waiting for the death trap to spring. And by them building and building and building and building, I think it's quite effective for a little bit. But then there is, it kind of gets to the point where it's like, come on, let's just fucking kill something here.
I mean, there are cool points at the start. Well, actually, there's one cool point at the start where the ship flies over. That's awesome. That flyover where in the town and the predator ship comes in. It's like silent. You see this massive thing fly over and he just looks up at the wrong time. Like, that was sick.
With that, I thought that part was cool, but I think that seeing the ship before that kind of gave away a bit, it like ruined a bit of the mystery that they were trying to build. Like, I think it would have been really cool that the first time we see the ship is when that guy looks up.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Look, when the predators get there, though, again, there's moments of like, oh, okay, like, all right.
Man, those predators are huge, too. I didn't remember them being that big.
Yeah. Because, like, there's just, like, I don't know, when they all come in, they just tear up the whole team that's in the town. Like, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what took away from it was that there were three predators. Like, I kind of just expected there to be one. And I don't know, that was something that I was kind of disappointed in a little bit.
Well, I guess that kind of excited me coming from the Predator fan side of things when I first saw this film because, you know, the first two movies, there's only ever been one Predator. So when you bring two more and like how much trouble they had with just one Predator before, that kind of raises the stakes a little bit for me. I thought that was pretty cool. And also that just, to me, that meant that there was going to be more aliens to mow down eventually when we finally get there.
Yeah. I mean, like, how did you feel about like the fact that there were lots of aliens as well? Was that something you enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. Because that's kind of become the staple of it. Like, I always really liked the original Alien film where it was just one alien, you know, slinking through the vents and killing off people. That was really cool. But Aliens goes on to show us that, you know, a more action-orientated movie can become something with just hordes of these things coming at you. And like I said, I expected there to be hundreds and hundreds of aliens because of that game. Yeah, no, I expected that. Did you not expect that?
No, I didn't have any expectation. Like, I saw it like a long time ago, but it was just more so, I'm just curious because, like, I kind of felt like with lots of aliens, they sort of lost their sort of, they weren't as, I don't know, they didn't seem as intense because there were so many, but maybe that comes from...
They become a bit expendable, don't they? It's just like
cannon fodder. Like, they don't fucking do much is kind of the problem. Only one of them gets in a fight. And none of the, like, the sort of ways they kill people are too creative. Like, honestly, yeah. I kind of wanted more from them. Because, I don't know, and it's the same with the Predators, though. Like, the Predators were just sort of there, you know what I mean? Like, up, like, they just kind of... There's that fight the one has with the alien he loses.
Yeah, that was a cool fight.
And they've got their cool gadgets and stuff, but for the most part, they're kind of just there. Like, they're kind of just there for the sake of being there and for the sake of it being an alien versus Predator film. And that was just, I don't know, I just felt like things were happening for the sake of them happening, not because they were, like, going to improve the story or anything.
Yeah, no, I'll agree. Look, they've put all the elements in there, but haven't, you know, meshed them as well as what could have been done.
Yeah.
And I expected the Predators to team up with the humans eventually, because, like I said, I've played that game, and you can play as a human or play as a Predator. Like, somebody has to be the good guy in this one. It's like, you know, when you watch Freddy vs. Jason, Jason becomes the good guy, and the humans kind of enlist his help. Like, it's not as like, obvious as in this film, but somebody has to be on our side. Somebody's got to kind of be protecting our way of living, or, you know, at least inadvertently. It makes sense for that to be the Predators. The Predators are probably the more intelligent of these two, well, they are the more intelligent of these two alien species. So they're the one who has set up this whole hurrah, and it's got out of hand because, you know, we've come in and fucked shit up. I get it. I'm okay with there being hundreds of aliens coming at these Predators, but the way it's kind of done, like, even when, you know, this chick teams up with the Predator, it's just kind of lame. It's not that cool. Like, yeah, she kills an alien, but even her killing an alien is kind of a non-event. And then,
yeah, because there's so many of them.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah, it's like, well, exactly. Like, it's not like if this was Alien, you know, the first movie, or I've been playing a lot of Alien Isolation again lately, and the alien in that is like unstoppable. So to know that side of things and to see if they were portraying the aliens like that. And she kills an alien. Wow, man. Tip of the fucking hat to you, m'lady. You know what
also,
I'm saying?
They become like friends. Like, what the fuck is that bullshit? It's not just like...
And this is where I think a lot of people lost it. And I'm definitely sure that this is where I like signed out back in the day. I don't know. I came in with such low expectations this time around. And I kind of knew that was coming. It's still stupid, but I accept it. But
I don't. Fucking hell, like, why would you? Like, I understand working with the Predator. I understand, like, yeah. Okay, well, the enemy of my... Oh, yeah, great. By the way, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Why don't you say that to the alien that doesn't understand your language, you fucking stupid cow? Anyway, she... Like, they're best mates. Like, he helps her, gives her a shield and a spear. And, like, that sort of thing is just... I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they're running next to each other? Why would a Predator be running through a hallway, for one? Wouldn't he be, like, fucking zipping around and being invisible and stuff? Like, they're next to each other.
Was his thing broken or something?
I don't know. It just looked lame as fuck.
I don't mind him giving her, you know, bearing arms with her. Like, that's kind of like, all right, well, if we're going to do this, you better have a weapon. But yeah, them running down the hallway looked so stupid.
And then they jump on the sled together.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, stuff like that where they're teaming up and it's like, no, that's not how a Predator would act.
Mm.
Like, that's not
yeah,
how
well, the Predators are like solo hunters, aren't they? So I can't see why that would be. And the worst thing is, does she even do anything with that spear and shield?
She doesn't do shit. She doesn't do shit.
It's just to have that happen again. Like, it's not put into the story. It's like, oh, you know what would be cool? To have a Predator head and a tail as a spear and shield.
Alien head and a tail, you mean?
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, to me, it's cool. Like, but if you're going to do something with it, like, have it that it saves her later on. Like, if she didn't have that spear, she would have got eaten by something, you know? But no, that doesn't happen. She's just running around with it.
She's running around next to Predator. He's like, I'll do all the fucking work. Yeah, congratulations. And like, it just, I don't know. And it just, it's so disappointing. All the character deaths are so nothing. Like, every time they kill a human off, I'm like, yeah, great. And that was the other thing. I'm like, why bother? Why bother picking people off and making it like this, like the original Alien film and the Predator film where, you know, characters are dying left, right, and center and being hunted. I don't know. It just felt like they were trying to do so much. And it was so frustrating to watch because it's like, fuck, I just want to see a Predator kill an alien. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see that happen more often. And, yeah. Like, why are more things not relevant to that? Why am I watching more time spent on people falling down fucking pitfall traps? Which seems to be a personal favorite of Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yeah, he likes all that shit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really likes really bad fucking filmmaking devices, doesn't he?
He likes, like, traps and he likes 3D maps. There's 3D maps in every one of his films. What is up with that? It's not that cool, man. It was maybe cool back in 2002 when you made Resident Evil, but, you know, I suppose this was only 2 years later. But, like, come on. With this, let's move forward. I just feel it's classic Paul W.S. Anderson. Paul Anderson. It's classic Paul Anderson. He comes in and he's like a competent writer, I feel. He makes sure he ticks all the boxes in terms of covering his ass and everything coming back around, but loses all the heart and any sort of character development in any of these movies. Like, in terms of, like, everything happening and, I guess, advancing, it's there. But in the most basic form. We've got all these expendable characters that we just don't give a shit about. The setup's there for them to mean something. All you need is, like, one line of dialogue that is meaningful to us or something about them that makes us care a little bit more about them. And it's just not there. And that was the same with all those Resident Evil films that we talked about. It's just not there. But the setup's there. He just hasn't got the heart. That's the problem here, is I feel like if you want to set up all these characters and have this huge tension-building intro, we got to give a shit about them. And at the end of the day, a person running around in a weird, like, Aztec fucking temple with walls coming in. I don't want to see that. I want to see the alien or the predator do something to them. If the predator set up a trap and they're caught in that, yeah, fucking please. But not just, like, a random building attack. Because, like, let's be real. And this is where I think it's interesting that you've come in probably with the same mentality that I came in when I first saw this film. This is a movie called Alien vs. Predator. So you expect, like you said before, a fun romp of an alien fighting
versus
a predator.
Versus a predator, yes.
And
similar to Batman v. Superman. And remember how everyone said, why the fuck is this film not Batman fighting Superman?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that funny? How people get upset when you lie to them, you fucking wankers. Jesus Christ.
Like, I will say, like, when it finally gets to that, like, that one proper fight that we have with an alien versus predator, that's pretty cool. Like, I thought it was quite a good fight. And that is what I came to see. It's very much like the Batman, the Superman, like, some of the fight is kind of what I came to see in that one. But this time around, I'm okay. I'm thinking this is cool. And finally, we're going to get back into it. And then it slows back down again. And we don't really ever see that again. If it's called Alien vs. Predator, have aliens fighting predators the whole fucking movie. Like, a little bit of tension building at the start. You know, give us 20 minutes, then get into it. Killing.
Majority of it is the predators looking for their weapons as well.
Yeah.
Majority of it is the predators going, oh, what?
Why don't they have weapons to start with? Why do they have to go in?
Why? Because they're coming from their home planet.
Yeah, they didn't bring their gun. What the hell? It doesn't make sense. Like, I guess it's sort of some sort of ritual that they have to use those particular guns in that part. But, like, I feel like they would still have guns. Like, they're predators.
Yeah,
they have a whole ship. There's going to be heaps of shit on that ship that they could use to kill all these aliens.
We've got to go to the place that we haven't been for hundreds and thousands of years to pick up weapons. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, so stupid. And it doesn't even make sense, like, as a device where it's like, oh, they've got to pick them up because that it's like a part of their training, you know, because to be a warrior, it's like, why the fuck would that be a part of the training? Because at the moment they pick them up is when everything gets activated. So why would that be an issue? It doesn't make any sense.
And weren't they also aware that something had gone wrong? Am I just making that up, or did they only figure it out once the guns were gone?
I don't know. I can't recall. I'm going to be honest. I can't recall. It was like a blur. It was like a big blur.
But saying this, what did you think of the actual fight? Like, when they do fight, are you down with that, or did you think it was silly?
Well, it's just shot like shit. Like, it's not really well done, is kind of the thing. There's cool moments. Like, I liked when the net thing was cool, shooting the net, and the net seeps in and, like, cuts them up. That was really cool, but...
It's cool because it kind of identifies that... It identifies that alien for us as well.
Yeah. And, but, like, my issue was more so... I don't know, I felt like it was just still, like, very early 2000s cheap action. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
It wasn't like... I've expected from an Alien vs. Predator movie, two films that sort of revolutionize what they do, you know, exactly that. Like, I wanted to see a lot of aspects of why they were revolutionized, or I wanted to at least see certain similar ways of they were shot and stuff. Like, just something like that. But instead, we get just, like, what is these characters from these awesome franchises fighting what is a fight that, you know, is similar to any other fucking boring fight. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's how I felt anyway. I just felt like it was very simple.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But I kind of dig that style of thing, so I didn't mind it. Like, I was very much into that Resident Evil Matrix type fighting thing going on.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was that badly shot. In fact, I think the best part of this film is when they fight. Like, I think when I feel like they deliver at least in that short sequence. Because it's quite a good fight. And I like the fact that the alien actually kills the Predator. Like, that's intense. I didn't see that one coming. So, for that to happen makes you feel a little bit more afraid of the aliens. But then, later on, they still just become cannon fodder. So, again, they, like, shoot themselves in the foot with these things. Yeah. And the worst thing, I think, though, is that the pacing in this film goes all over the place. It goes from being, like, super tense to... Bam, 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 and then it's wrapped up. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like we get like three quarters of slowness and then it's done. And so many things seem to just have taken the fast track. Like, I feel like the birthing of the aliens takes a lot longer. Like, as we go through the alien movies, we'll pick this up a little bit more. But things like the alien growing, I feel like it grows really quick. I know it grows quickly, but I feel like it went from like the little snake alien thing to fucking full grown within 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, what the hell? What was that? Like, doesn't that take a long time? That, like, was really strange.
Like, I know it's pretty quick, but, and you know, I haven't watched Alien for a long time, and that's where you kind of get this time frame. So when we talk about Alien in a couple of weeks, we'll be able to figure that out, but this feels really quick. Like, really quick. Like, conveniently quick. You know what I mean? Like, because this is only set over a couple of hours.
Yeah, like, it's there for the sake of being there.
Whereas, at least in Alien, they're kind of on this ship for a while. We'll address that when we get there. But anyway, I just think, like, as we get to the end, the Queen comes out, and I remember that scene being quite cool, but it was kind of shit, wasn't it? It was kind of shit.
Yeah, it was pretty shit. The Queen's chained up. For some reason, and then the aliens let her out.
It's chained up so that the predators can birth aliens to hunt, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, like, wouldn't... Because the aliens are the ones that let her free, so that seems pretty redundant if the things that you're hunting are capable of letting out the queen anyway.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just do that every time? Yeah. Like, why is it only now this is happening? Well, I don't fucking get that.
Well, because the predators get their guns quicker.
God damn it, hey.
I assume they've got, like, a time frame. They know they go in, they get the gun, and because doesn't taking the gun out, that's what starts...
Like, activates a bunch of shit.
It activates the facehuggers coming out. So, like, I get it. Like, if we didn't come in and meddle with it, like, those meddling kids coming in and fucking up all the Scooby-Doo villains' plots, this wouldn't have happened. So we've just ruined it all for the Predators.
Yeah, it's very much like humans fuck up what would have been fine.
Leave it be.
Let it happen. Yeah, that was... I don't know. It's just, God damn.
So, my thing is that it just wraps up real quick. They kind of kill the queen fairly easily. And then, you know, There you go. They're separate ways. Walk off into the sunset.
Oh, yeah. The predators come out and it's all epic and grand. And it's like, man, fuck these guys. Like, they just killed a bunch of people. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, then my initial thought then is these predators come down. This chick's just, you know, manhandled all these aliens. She's worthy prey now. Hunt that bitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Yeah. Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're done with this review. Good, the bad, and the ugly. What do you got for AVP?
Good. Fuck. Alien and Predator being in the same film. There you go. That's a good. What's your good?
I actually like probably the first half of the slow tension building. Then it gets out of hand, but I feel like I'm actually getting... I'm sucked into this movie a lot more than what I remember at the start. And I kind of do start to give a little bit of a shit about the characters, and then they lose me later on. So my good is that the first half of the first half.
First half of the first... Okay, so the first quarter?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Bad, what do you got?
I'm going to say my bad is just the setup. The setup is what fucks me up the most. That's it.
I'd probably say just wrapping up so quickly and everything not meaning anything. The characters not meaning anything. Everything.
Yeah.
Once things start kicking into gear, it's like they just want to get it over with. And that's...
Yeah.
I would have rather have been seeing all that happening for most of the film rather than just the last quarter. The ugly.
The lack of Alien versus Predator.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say that too. It's an Alien versus Predator movie. Let's have more fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
Final thoughts on Alien versus Predator.
It's a shit film and Paul W.S. Anderson needs to retire. It gets 1.5 out of 5. It's fucking crap. I just was bored. Like, it wasn't anything. It was just boring. I didn't care.
That's how I felt 10 years ago. I watched this at the cinema, came out, and I probably would have given it lower. I hated this movie when I saw it. I hated it. Hated it, hated it, hated it. And I even tried to go back and watch it again a couple of years later. I was like, it can't have been that bad. Watched probably the first half an hour. Hated it. I was like, nah, this is bullshit. Yeah. So coming into this one, I was ready. I was ready to rip this to shreds, and I had the lowest of lowest expectations, and I've actually kind of enjoyed it. I actually did like this movie. It's fucking flawed as shit, and it's still not what I would expect from a movie called Alien versus Predator, and those two laws coming together. But it is it's good fun, and I feel like it captures the essence of both franchises, at least from their roots, like especially in that first part, like introducing the characters to how they do, setting up that little bit of tension that I liked. That's very Alien. It's also very Predator. It's like people just doing people things, and all of a sudden an alien presence comes in and is the fly in the ointment. And I think they've kind of grasped that closely. It's not perfect, but it's almost there. I like once you start seeing the alien and predator start fighting. I like the predators. I think they're quite intimidating. They're massive. The aliens look pretty cool. They become cannon fodder as we go along, so that's kind of not that cool. But overall, it's an average film. I think I give it a 2.5 out of 5.
2.5. Plane is fucking... Plane! It's plane! Yeah. It's a plane!
I'm surprised I was able to turn that around. I've been sitting with so much hate on this for so long. Now, that's when the new one came out. AVPR, as Alien versus Predator Requiem. When that one came out, I remember it being a little bit more of what I expected from Alien versus Predator. It's definitely more of an action film. There's a lot more fighting. There's a lot more explosions. There's more gore. It actually becomes more of almost like a slasher, which is what I'm right into. But let's find out if I dug it this time around. Connor, what happened in this one?
Alrighty. So the bloody predator from the last one gets turned into this weird alien predator hybrid, and he crashes their ship back on Earth and starts impregnating people and shit and turning them into aliens, and he's trying to take over and kill everyone and turn them all into aliens. So this predator, who seems like he's sick of and tired of all this bullshit going on, decides he's going to come to Earth and sort it all out. Even though in the first one there were three, but it doesn't matter. This predator comes to Earth and he's going to deal with it. We've got your typical the cast of the OC, which are in this town.
Yeah.
And they're there and they're just seeing all this shit come about. And it's just a bad time, basically. Anyway, the Predator and the alien Predator end up in a fight, and the military nuke the entire town to get rid of it all. And a couple of people live. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much the story. A couple of people live. Town gets nuked. Am I missing anything major? I mean, like, there's characters and stuff, but, like, I'm just talking about the alien versus Predator stuff here.
All right. Well, like, first thing off the bat, the big difference between this one and the last one is that there is, like, next to no build-up. There's next to no tension build-up. It's like the Pred-alien, as it is down on Earth, and it's starting to kill things. There's a few little, like, scenes with, like, the son and the father hunting, but it gets straight into it.
I saw this with my mate, and that happened, where they killed the son and the dad. And as soon as I saw the son and the dad, I'm like, they're dead. Like, I just knew.
100%.
I just knew. And then Brody was watching it, and he was like, I had no clue that was going to happen. I did not expect him to go there. And I'm like, mate, it's an Alien vs. Predator film. Like, what they lack in tension and compelling storytelling, they make up for in murdering whatever the fuck they want. Okay?
Well, I did not expect them to kill a child, though. I was quite impressed with that. as fucked up as that sounds. I didn't think the kid would die. I thought the dad would cop it, and then the kid would, you know, see the chest burster come out, and he'd be like, oh my God, and run off to town and maybe tell the sheriff or something. But I did not expect the kid to die. So off the bat, I'm like, fuck yes.
Okay, a dead kid, that's what I like. Yeah,
I know, that's messed up. There's something really wrong about it. But it is because you don't expect it, like, or at least I didn't expect it. I did not think that they would go to killing a child. So instantly, you know that this movie already is going to be more about gore, more about killing, which is, you know, what we kind of expect. So yes, please give us that. But then I guess the problem goes on to be that these, you know, I was whinging about the characters being kind of nothing last time. This time around, I feel like they are just 100% expendable.
Oh my God. It's like watching, it's the most Hollywood fucking group of characters you've ever seen, isn't it? Like, they've just gone, all right, like, we need depth to these people. So let's create this town. It just felt like it was the most Hollywood town I've ever witnessed, ever.
Yeah.
Like, the characters were so ridiculous, and just, like, you had the jocks, the cop, you had the, you know, the little creepy dude that works at the pizza shop. You've got the two brothers. One of them's he's bad to the bone, you know. He was in prison and he wears a fucking leather jacket.
He's always got
the
that
entire
jacket,
time.
Yeah.
Like, just, oh my God. And it just stays that way the entire time. And, like, it kind of added a little bit of fun to it for me, because you're kind of more excited to see these sort of real stereotypical character archetypes just, like, get destroyed. You know what I mean? Like, instead of it being the girl next door gets fucking torn into two by a razor blade.
Yeah. Usually, I would be all about this sort of stuff. I love my slashers. Friday the 13th, this is Eat Your Heart Out. All those stereotypical characters, that the small town sheriff, the drifter who's come back in. It's they're all staples. And that's cool. But there's just nothing here. There's literally nothing. And this acting is so horrendous. Again, slasher. It's supposed to be like that. But I kind of expect a little bit more from a huge Hollywood film like this one. That's where it's kind of letting me down a bit. Because, like, when it's a low budget Friday the 13th film, I wouldn't expect any more. And it's kind of the charm of it. This one, I didn't get much into the charm. I got more into, like, oh, the chick's pretty hot.
Yeah, I agree. She was really hot too. I remember actually saying that as well. I was like, man, she's so attractive.
Yeah.
But, like, It's like there's nothing. Like it's kind of nothing. It kind of feels real corny. And yeah, I agree. It doesn't really add to it. From a storytelling perspective, it was more just me being able to take the piss. But it doesn't really add to it from a storytelling perspective, because I'm like, great, I'm watching another group of fuck all boring characters. Like, what the hell? Mm. And I mean, like, it's just frustrating because it doesn't need to be that way. There's no reason for them to be so plain. Now, on another note, before I forget, that's just popped into my head.
Yep.
This pissed me off so bad, what I'm about to say. Like, this is something that I was watching this film and it's pretty much like tarnished the entire experience of me. Cool. So the Predator comes to Earth, right? Again, he comes to Earth. He searches the ship and picks up weapons. One, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. We see a scene of him leaving his home planet. Why the fuck would he not get weapons there if he's coming to Earth? Two, he has this blue vial of shit. This blue vial of shit that like basically makes what
stuff.
Yeah, evaporates whatever. Okay? So the first time you see him do it, he does it to the people who have the alien jump out of their stomach.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, cool. So he's doing it to cover up. Yeah. Sick. But then throughout the film, there are so many different situations where he just decides willy-nilly whether or not he wants to evaporate something or not. And none of it has any justification. There's moments where there's aliens being killed. He doesn't evaporate them. There's moments where there's people who have had their stomachs pushed out with someone. He doesn't evaporate them. Then there's other moments after that where he decides to evaporate them. What the fuck? What is the point of that shit? Did you notice this? Am I the only one that just like picked up on this bullshit?
Did he leave alien stuff? Because the way I sort of saw it, because I started questioning it as well when they find, the search party guy who the Predator kills and then skins and hangs up in a tree. And I thought, why didn't he evaporate him? And to me, that's because that was his kill. What I was sort of seeing is that he's getting rid of everything that has to do with the alien. But I can't remember noticing.
There's moments where he does, like, he'll kill aliens and doesn't get rid of them. It's fucking dumb. That's like stupid. It's fucking stupid. I don't understand why they did it.
Go one way or the other, yeah.
And then why do they
care about cleaning it up as well? Like,
why would a Predator give a fuck? Like, they have a pyramid on the planet where they just, like, kill people all the time. Why would they give a shit? And then, just this fucking film turns into, like, a B-movie. Like, it just turns into, like, we don't care. We're gory. We'll take a risk. Look, this person's dead. This person's dead now, or we don't give a fuck. Oh, yeah. Like, fuck off, honestly.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because, like, I think that, you know, what we were lacking in that first one, like, this is, they're pretty much going the exact opposite. They're giving us what we said we kind of were expecting from that first one. But there's a happy balance here. Like, you need to have a good balance of tension and killing. And this one kind of shows its card too quickly. And shows us too much. Like, the Pred alien, when it starts walking around and you start, like, man, that thing looks so fucking stupid. It looks so dumb. Like, I can't be intimidated by that thing because it looks so lame. And the way that it's kind of shot, they like, props to them, because they've obviously used, like, some sort of animatronic or puppeteering, and there's lots of real shots, but it's lots of, like, silhouetted, you know, dripping acid sort of shit. Like, it's a lot of the same thing over and over, and it kind of shows it from the start, so I don't care when it comes out. Like, I know it's supposed to be stronger than these other ones, but, like, let's talk about the Pred alien. What actually is its strength? What makes it better than the normal aliens? Come into this? Because, like, obviously they all respect it somehow. They're all, like, It's kind of somehow become like a surrogate queen, or maybe even a king, I don't know. But the other ones seem to look up to it as like an alpha. But as far as what it is, it's a little bit bigger, and it might be slightly more powerful, but the aliens are already kind of powerful. So there's nothing really tipping it over the top to make it differentiate from the other things, other than the fact that it has dreadlocks.
Like, I'm watching an Alien vs. Predator film, and it's, like, cool, like, a little nod to the last film, but, like, I just want to see Alien vs. Predator, And it does take away a lot when I'm watching this hybrid, because the film is fan service. Like, you're watching fan service. You want to watch a film that, like, is sort of going, hey, this is your two favorite franchises. So when it, like, when it goes meta and it's like, hey, this is from the Alien versus Predator franchise, it's yeah. like, it's like, fuck off, you made a shit film. Like, I don't want to see remnants of that. Like, just fucking make a good movie, for Christ's sake. Fuck me. Yeah. It's so... And this movie is long. Like, I felt the length of this film yeah, so bad when I was watching
it. It's actually not that long. It's only an hour and a half, but it feels long.
It feels long as fuck. Like, it just... It's just so... It's so boring. Like, there's just... a lot of it is just the Predator walking around. Like, you see the Predator walking around yeah. a lot. He's kind of just skulking, and it's just him walking really slow. Like, just like...
Which immediately yeah. takes away from its presence as well. Like, one, if we're spending so much time with him just doing his thing and evaporating things, it's not interesting. It's not cool. Like, the Predator in Predator, the first Predator, and even Predator 2, is invisible most of the time. You can't see it. It's killing people willy-nilly. It's not about, like, this little quest yeah. that this one's going on. And look, I don't mind the idea of a Predator cleanup crew. I think, okay, well, if this is the deal, they some for some reason care about us not seeing the aliens. Okay, he's coming in and sorting shit out. Why did they only send one Predator?
Yeah.
If this is such an issue, and obviously this is like the Predator's nemesis, these fucking aliens, why did they only send one Predator? We pointed out the fact in the last one there were three Predators. Like, to me, there should have been a ship of Predators coming and cleaning this shit up. Like, it was a royal clusterfuck, and they only send one Predator?
Yeah, they send one Predator.
But then don't do anything with the Predator.
Exactly. And like, don't get me wrong, there are certain moments where I was like, oh, that was cool. Like, the blonde girl who I straight up thought was going to live the entire time.
Yeah.
Her death, I was like, oh my God, like, that is fucked. Like, just runs down a hallway and gets accidentally razor blade. Like, yeah. Like that was probably the most fucked thing.
I think it's the best thing as well, because to me, that's what this whole thing's been about. The tagline of the last film was, whoever wins, we lose. Basically, one of them's going to take over our world.
Yeah,
that's world. What they're sort of pointing at there with that tag. But at the very least, it's that we're just collateral damage within the battle between these two. Like, I expect all-out war between Predators and aliens, and we just get caught in the crossfire, exactly like that chick did. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But there isn't enough of that.
Nope, not one bit. In fact, it's the only bit I can remember, really.
Yeah.
And then they have their big fight at the end, the Predator and the Predalien.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever, like, the Predator yeah. takes his mask off and roars, and I'm meant to feel empowered and like, oh, what a showdown. I don't give a fuck. Like, sorry, I've been watching this film the entire time. It's been boring as fuck. The Predator is now just fighting like a caveman, which I feel like isn't something the Predator does. Like, he sits invisible and like throws spears at people and shit. Hunter.
Yeah.
And like, so like, suddenly it's this like mono-y-mono fight, and I'm just sitting there like, I don't understand why he would do that.
He does do that in Predator. Like, he fights Arnie at the end. It's like the gloves are off sort of thing.
Okay, well then I haven't seen Predator, so forgive me. But I just, like, I don't know, I'm watching that fight, and it's not shot well either, is kind of the worst part. It's bad.
The action and the fighting in this one is just horrible. Like, I commended that last fight in AVP, but this one, this is shit.
Yeah. Sorry. One sec. I just had to take a gulp of smoothie. But yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Like, if you're gonna make a big deal about it, make it look good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and oh my God, what was with all the, what's the light called? Where it, there's a, all the light, it's like rays of sunlight were peeking in. What's that light called? What's it called? Do you know what I mean?
Like, when the jets of light, the jets of light coming through, yeah.
Man, God, they love that, don't they? My God, they were big fans of that.
And I don't mind, like, I think that looks kind of cool, but it's...
I thought it looked good.
It's just
a lot of it.
But I just don't know. Like, when it comes to the lighting and the fights, though, it feels all over the place. It's like they're really trying to hide the fact that it's just a bunch of puppets fighting, and it looks like a bunch of puppets fighting.
It certainly does.
And it's disappointing because, like I said, I quite liked what was going on in AVP, and for this one to come back around and just make it's just a little bit more... There's just no smarts to this. Like, the Predator... This is the thing. The Predator is supposed to be intelligent, whereas the Xenomorphs are more of a, like, an animalistic thing.
Yeah, they're like rabid almost. That makes sense. Like, they don't...
Yeah. And
they hide out. They just kill. They just want to kill for the sake of killing, you know?
Yeah, like, that's right. And then when it comes down to the Predator beating one by fighting it straight on, like, I just don't think that's the way it should be done. Like, the Predator should be smarter, like, raise the traps. Like, I like when the Predator puts all those, like, laser traps in the sewer and starts, like, throwing aliens through them earlier in the film, like, when they first start coming out in the sewer. Like, that's really smart. That one Predator was able to take down all those aliens because of his technology. And it just sort of... Like, how does he even beat the Pred alien? I can't remember. I only watched this yesterday.
He doesn't beat him. They just stab each other and then a nuke goes off.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So,
because
I guess
you cannot beat
him.
What you have created, bro. That is the moral of the story. But also, everybody gets nuked, which is fucking stupid as well. Oh my God.
Well, that whole situation seemed to come out of nowhere as well. Like, you know, there was like a whole thing where the parting of the main group is like, no, we're going to the center of the city. And one chick's like, no, they're going to nuke it. And it's like, well, I know you're in the army, but like, that's coming to some hardcore conclusions there, honey. you know what I mean? And like, why, if an airlift is coming in, you go to the airlift. Like, they take the chances at the hospital that a helicopter's not, like, and of course it's there. Like,
yeah, but if I was in that situation, you'd take the airlift.
Absolutely, like, absolutely. Like,
and it's frustrating that they're wrong.
Yeah, I know, I know. That's when it comes around, I'm like, oh, I guess, well, I'd be dead. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, like, I just don't particularly care about these people. I kind of care about the mum and the daughter, but even that's just, like, really lame. I did like that scene where the daughter's like, there's a monster outside the window, and they're like, oh, there's nothing out there, and then a fucking alien comes through the window.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Burst through, kills the dad. Yeah. But I mean, like, it's like small moments in a film that overall doesn't know what the fuck it wants to do.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think what's happened is it's kind of too big, and they don't know what to do with it. The town is too big. Like, the whole idea of them being trapped in a pyramid kind of works. The whole idea of them being trapped in a ship, like, in the aliens, like, that works.
In a jungle.
Yeah, like, you're in this... You're trapped with this thing in here. But when you're just in a city, it kind of, like, doesn't give me as much...
It's also fucking boring. Like, I don't want to see a city, you know? Like, well, they're bringing the fight to you, bro. Like, no, I don't care. Like, it's not more intense. The tension is not raised because it's in a town.
Well, the funny thing, I don't think the tension's raised, but like, the excitement factor could have been raised because this is what I expected. Like I said, in that AVP arcade game, you're in the city. You're like fighting aliens on Earth and with the Predators. Like, that's what I wanted to see. But I wanted to see hordes of aliens coming through as opposed to, like, them just sort of sneaking about and coming into one building and killing people, then going into another building. Like, I wanted to see a sea of aliens coming down Main Street and the army backed up with all these tanks just blowing that shit away. And then it's like, fuck, we're not going to be able to do it. And then the Predator comes down. He's like, check it out, boys. I got some fucking tech that could sort this out. That's what I wanted to see. I don't want to see this weird, like, slasher action hybrid that's going on. And as much as that speaks to me, I should love this because I love that shit. It's not working for me with these characters and these like, Alien and Predator stuff. It's too big. That's not what these films are about. These films are about the containment. And, like, why? What's stopping people from leaving the city? Why can't they just jump in a car and drive out?
Yeah. There's nothing that indicates they can't.
They weren't fully quarantined, were they?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this shit up, son. Like, it's a goddamn Christmas present that we're giving to the Salvation Army.
The good, the bad. and the ugly.
The good. I liked that it was gory as hell. That was fun. What is your good, Fish?
Well, I have to say that as well, because that's what we wanted. We wanted to see more action. We wanted to see more fight. And I'll give them the benefit of the doubt in saying thank you for trying. So it's good that they tried. The gore is pretty cool in moments.
Thanks for trying.
Yeah.
At least you gave it a go.
Yeah, the bad.
Some people just can't make films. The bad.
The Brothers Strauss can't make films. That's the director's name. The Brothers Strauss.
I know, I laughed out loud when I saw that.
I did too.
The Brothers Strauss.
They haven't really... I looked them up. They haven't really done much. They went on to make another film called Skyline, which was fucking shit. And I haven't directed since then, at least as the Brothers Strauss, from what I can see. I think they do things separately, maybe. I think they're more like visual art, visual artists.
Yeah. Maybe stick to fucking painting.
You know, if you're going to say something, say like the Strauss Brothers, not the Brothers Strauss. The Brothers
Strauss.
Fuck off.
Anyway, the Brothers Strauss made a film, and we're talking about what we didn't like about it right now. And the bad that I didn't like about the film would have to be the predator walking around like a stupid bitch. That's what I didn't like about the film. Stupid predator bitch. What didn't you like about it?
When the credit came up at the end and it was directed by the Brothers Strauss. No. My I didn't like the expendable characters. Like, it's they're a little too stereotypy, expendable. Like, nothing mattered about these guys, and for them to die, yeah, they died in kind of interesting ways, which you got to respect, because we were taken away from the interesting kills in the first one. This time they've sort of done that, but I just don't give a shit about it. The ugly.
Yeah. The Predator Alien. You probably were going to say the same thing, but it was fucking horrid, and it was bad, and it didn't do anything, and there was no relevance to it. It was just there for the sake of being there, and it was garbage. That's my ugly.
Yeah. I'm going to do a double ugly, because that is fucking horrid. That was so stupid. Just so dumb.
Yeah.
And one thing I was going to say before is, like, if you're going to bring the best of two worlds in together, it can't just be in looks. Like, it should have had the intelligence of a Predator, maybe. Maybe. If you're going to do this, do it properly. But my other ugly, there's a part where our bad boy nomad dude comes out and he says, "Go get to the chopper." Which is an obvious homage to Predator and Arnie in the famous line, "Get to the chopper! Go now!" He says it like that, and you have no fucking right to be saying that, Mr. Nobody actor person. You have no right, and it's ugly as fucking hell. I hated it, and I hate this movie for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ugly.
That's a good point.
All right.
To wrap this shit up, it's pretty bad. Like, I didn't like it very much. I liked it maybe. I probably liked it just as much as the first. I didn't really gain more from it. Different things were good, but it was still shit at the end of the day. And there were different reasons to hate it. Like, it's like they gave us what we didn't have in the first one, but took away what we did have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's fucked. So it gets the same score. It gets a 1.5. I'm never watching these films again. They're terrible.
Yeah, I'm right there. It's like, obviously, 10 years ago when this came out, I was younger, and this is kind of what I was all about. Just blowing shit up and blood and guts and things. And it gives us plenty of that. So, tip of the hat there. Thank you for giving us that, but you've taken away what good parts you had in that first film. There's no tension. There's, like, not that there were many meaningful characters in that first one anyway, but there's nothing here. There's nothing. Like, I don't even care about the kid getting beat up in the car park, because the bully actor is so fucking shit. Like, it means nothing. It means nothing. And the Pred Alien's silly. I want to see Alien versus Predator, not Pred Alien versus Predator. So, I give it a 1.52.
There we go. We're done. We've had so many goddamn technical issues this podcast, guys. It's taken us almost 2 hours to get through this. Fuck me. Yeah. But we're there. We're done. What's next week, Fish?
Next week, we're going to step away from this retrospective. This one's going to be pretty sporadic, because there's a lot of big movies coming out in the first half of this year, especially in March. Mm. March is looking like a really good month. Next week, we've got Logan.
I'm so keen.
Wolverine is back. Old Man Logan. I've been reading all the comics. I'm so keen. I'm so keen. Yeah. I'm so keen.
It's going to be a damn good time.
Then the week after that, we've got Kong, Skull Island, a big one that I'm really looking forward to. How are you feeling about that one?
I'm keen for that too. Both of them look really awesome.
Yeah.
Like, super keen to talk about both of them, yeah.
Yeah. And then, later in the month, Power Rangers. I hope it's good.
I couldn't give a fuck, but clearly you do.
Oh man, that's my fucking childhood. You know, after Ninja Turtles had their run, Power Rangers took over. So, but before Power Rangers, we've got a little week in there that we're going to talk about Prometheus. That's going to be an interesting one to come back to. So, big month ahead, guys. Logan next week. I hope you can join us.
Yay! Play the music, Fish.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fish and Connoisseur Movie. Fish and Connoisseur Movie does not own any rights to the film Alien vs. Predator or Alien vs. Predator Requiem, their marketing, or their soundtracks, and no infringement is intended. The track Alien Fight is performed by Harold Closer, and the track The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is performed by Ennio Morricone.